Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
When Jesus comes, he will not ask you what brought you. He will only ask you, do you want to be made whole? You would expect a simple question like that to have only one answer. Many times people, the same way people go for interviews and they are saying rubbish. Just, yes, I want to be healed. You now realize that even you don't even believe you can be healed now. That man is a typical picture of many of us. Do you believe your life can change by this time tomorrow? Yes, sir. He's not even sure. Because somewhere in your mind, you don't know where the door will open from. God is not interested in that one. God is only interested in your response. What do you want? Are you yes or no? Because sometimes some people are saying no. The same way God asked a man of God, can this boss live again? He says, it's you that know. You would think that because people are in church, they will say yes to God. God took a man in the spirit to a valley of dry, and said, can this boy live again? He said, Baba. You are patronizing God. Like he's a politician. He said, Baba. Meanwhile, you know the man is sick. Let's chop what we can chop before he dies. Tell neighbor, it's my turn to be favored by heaven. To be favored by God. In the name of Jesus. John chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which in Hebrew tongue is called Bethesda, having five porches. Five is the number of grace. Hallelujah. So the mercy stands on grace. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk. You look at the word great multitude. That means it was like a sick bay. I had opportunity to go to Lasut hospital, and I want to pray for you. You will not have anything that will take you there. Amen. I'm talking about a sick bay. The Bible says a great multitude. So you can imagine the whole of Mende, and all you have there are just all kinds of sick people just lying there. We took somebody to the hospital, and we saw we were trying to locate the emergency section for neurosurgery. And the folks there wearing ID card, three of them, did not know where the emergency is, but they have the ID card. It's just like you go to the bank and you see someone wearing EcoBank ID card. Say, please, where's your marketing floor? Say, go to the restroom. It's pointing you to the restroom. That's how absurd it was to me. I can see you that you walk here, and I walk up to you and I say, oh, please, where's the emergency section for neurosurgery? And you say, go there. We got to the emergency section, and we saw dead bodies on the floor. On the floor, no dignity, no respect for the dead. Just, and there was a man there who was screaming. He said, I brought this person here alive. The person is dead now. Give me death certificate. Let me go. They said, Oga, go and cool down. People die every day. Now, if you try that in my country, when I was in the UK, you will lose your license immediately. No trial. There's a particular brother, he's a medical doctor. I have been praying for him. He lost his license simply because the girl he was attending to said he touched her in a particular way. That's all. Between two of us, nobody knows who is lying. But because the girl went and complained, who complained first? Then she started crying. The moment she started crying, game over. They just hung the guy and took away his license. The boy was about to be deported from the UK. That was when they called me. I met him for the first time online, and I prayed with him. So God mercifully kept him back there. but he can't practice medicine. He's looking for a... Can you imagine going to school for years only for one person's verdict, one person's confession? They didn't even say suspend. They withdrew his license. But in Nigeria, you get away with it. So we got there, and the doctor said to the brother there, I think it was his wife he brought, and he said, look, people die here every day. What do you want us to do? She's dead. That will not be your portion. That will not be your portion. You don't understand. I said that will not be your portion. The moment I saw that one, I became well. You know, it's like you are sick. The doctor that we treat you said, somebody has just died. And that, Otilonon, yeah, Otiku, you don't die. Then they say, are you nurse? He said, no, I'm well, oh. I'm well. In fact, I just got my healing. God just touched me now. I'm healed. Eh? This one? Ah. That was the kind of place this brother was. Oh. Sick bay. They can, a massive open space with a pool. So you may find your friend that you were speaking with last night, having a chat. Ah, holy God, God will answer us. One day we'll be healed. We'll leave this place. The next morning you heard a noise. It was your friend's voice is dead. Nobody will come and say, test him. He's dead. Pack him. Give that space to another person. That was the kind of place this brother was. You don't go there and have faith. You lose your faith when you go there. Because when you see someone's leg up here, this one's leg is down there, you see open sores, cancerous sores, you see all kind of things. Even when you say, pastor, pray, Father, in Jesus' name, you have to close your eyes to pray, because if you pray, the remaining faith you have for your salvation, we just go. We just jump out of the window. It's not your portion. The Bible said there were many sick folk. He also told us that some of them were blind. They were halt, withered, and they were all waiting for the moving of the waters. The only hope they had was that an act of mercy from God. Mercy many times does not have consideration for faith. Are you with me now? Mercy does not always have consideration for faith, because it's the prerogative of God. It's the prerogative of God. God just decides that from today you will not die. And that's it. Say with me, Lord, I need your mercy. Lord, I need your mercy. Have mercy upon me, upon my family, in Jesus' name. It's not a prayer you should get tired of. Because one, no matter the kind of faith you have, you may be a prayer warrior, you may be a prophet, you may be anything. But there's a prayer of mercy that makes you humble. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you pray for mercy, there's a way it makes you have to bring yourself down. And say it. Father, I need your mercy. Because the requirement for mercy is known to God. God said that we have mercy on whom? It's his decision. How he decides is not, he won't explain it. Next verse, verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the waters, steered the waters. But that steering was only powerful enough for one person. Oh. So I imagine that somebody wants to jump in and somebody will pull his leg. You can't go. Your brother went in last year. Emilokan, you say you have to hold on for me. So I imagine people will be fighting there, like all these epic films, trying to who will carry the magic stone. Frodo, you want to? What's that film again? Night of the Thousand Lives. Okay, you people are watching it. So I can imagine that people will be at that point. They just notice small. It may even be someone that threw stone inside the pool, but you don't want to know. Jump in first. So you see people watching each other. Suspicion will not let many people get their miracle. Suspicion. Our father was the one that poisoned my father. Therefore, the son of a snake is a snake. Suspicion will not even let you focus on what God wants to do. And Jesus walked in on a regular day, on a casual day like this. It's just like Jesus showing up on Monday instead of Sunday. Regular, they just came in. Hello, is this customer service? Say, yes, sir. What can I do for you? Say, I came for you. Are you ready to be whole? Yes. Meanwhile, in your bank, they taught you there's a way to talk to customer. This one is not customer. This, you just... Have you ever... Well, you may not have seen it. Have you ever been to the bank and you saw somebody, a full bank manager, go on his knees for a profit? Hey, this one is not a matter of banko. Yeah. While I was in Unilag, there's this prophet that's my friend. He's a CAC prophet. But he's doing his PhD. You know those prophets that stay on the mountain? But he's doing, he said God told him to leave the mountain, go back to school. That you will not make it like this. So he had a third class. He now went back to school, did postgraduate diploma, and did master's. Now he's doing his PhD in... Oh man, I forgot him. But we used to encourage him that you must come back for your PhD. So we used to talk. So he showed me a particular brother that was sitting beside him. He said, this is the brother that gave me this camp driving. The brother's height is just like Brother Taiwo. Very easy going. The brother did not say one word while I sat down inside the car, was cruising it. He said, it was this brother that gave him this car. I said, why? He said, he's a manager of a bank, but he had a problem. See, and I prayed for him. The moment they reinstated him and promoted him, he just brought the car. Pastor, you should not be trekking again. Take. Gave him the key. Say, Pastor, where's your phone? This small, that phone that you have to turn, you know, to the in the other direction to. There's a small phone like that. Chinko. He said, he went to buy the pastor a brand new Android phone. You know, he said that he's the one. That, I said, where are you finding all these kind of people? Me, we pray. We know they sit there. So we laugh and we talk about it. But I looked at the brother. He didn't look like somebody who could give someone a car. He said, Pastor, take this car. I'll be entering Uber. If Jesus walked in to you. Somewhere in Unilag or somewhere around Yaba, and just ask you one question. Do you have your answer? Because sometimes you are looking for something loud, and Jesus is just here for one answer. He may be asking you that question through your brother or through your sister, and here you are again about to start complaining. Give me the next verse. Now, you also observe that in verse 4, it did not matter the kind of disease or the kind of affliction. The moment you get into that water, you will be healed. Let me divert and say this. If you have received a prophetic word, I've said this thing before. Don't go and sleep. Go and pray. Are you with me? I'm talking to you. Huh? You don't sleep. You pray. If you are spiritually weak, it's game over. Huh? You may have certificate, but do you understand what I'm saying? You may have certificate, but your certificate doesn't look like what you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? I'm talking to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, but mercy is in your direction. No? Huh? The mercy of God is in your direction. So get ready. So don't go and sleep. As God is talking, you must be talking back. Don't cross your feet and be behaving like you brought everybody here. Do you want to be made whole? Jesus did not introduce himself. He didn't say, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Oga, the same way he can send his prophet to you. And it will be as though God is talking to you now. Many people miss out on their miracles because they look at people after the flesh. I was speaking to my son. Okay, he was asked to preach in school. My last son. So, now, you see, the spirit someone carries It will demonstrate it. Whether you just be observant, you will see some things. So my wife, you know, he was preaching on salvation, you know, what it means to be a Christian. So my wife was trying to study that scripture with him. But when I went back the next day to pick him from school, so I asked him to sit down somewhere in the parlor, and I said, "So how was your ministration?" Then my son said, "Oh, it was fine." And I said, "So did anybody give his life to Christ?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "A lot of them." I said, "Good." I gave him a high five. And I said, "But there were a few people that did not believe." You see, it was the tense he chose. That tense belief that got my attention. And I said, "How do you know?" Then the next answer shocked me. He said, "Because of the fire of God inside of me." Ah! If I knew, he would say, I would have put my camera on record. I'm telling you, I didn't see that answer coming. He said, "The fire of God inside of me told me that they didn't believe." I've been prophesying for how many years now? I have never imagined that kind of an answer. That there is a fire that can be in a man's life that will let him know why people are not getting what they are looking for. My son said, he described it as the fire of God inside of me told me that they did not believe. I say, "He told you?" He said, "Yes." You know, I was so blessed. I'm like, what? If he had said something like I would have said naturally, I would like, okay, maybe he heard it from me. But he made two statements. He said they didn't believe. Say number two, he knew because of the fire of God. Listen to me. Except you step down like a little child, spiritual seasons will be passing over your head. And you won't know because you will think God is a logical person. Then it began to dawn on me on how that everybody God argued with in the Bible, they were adults. When God went to the temple to speak to Samuel, Samuel didn't argue. He just went to his father and the Lord. "Sir, this is what I'm saying. Okay, do it like this." And he went back. Game over. Jesus came to earth, quarreled with everybody except little children. If Jesus was such a mean person, because some people try to paint him in history as a difficult person, if Jesus was such a mean person, how come the children were comfortable around him? Why is it that Jesus never has a problem with a child? It's always these people that went to school. I'm pushing something to you. When you come to God in your moment of prayer and communion, come as a child. It's easier for him to... your journey will be faster. I'm telling you. Don't come like a prayer warrior. So I learned a lot. He didn't know he blessed me, but I learned a lot from him. So I'm watching out now. Maybe the prophetic gene is passing to him. The service is not about him. I'm just telling you that God may be working in somebody's heart. You'll be in the same house with them. You may not know. You may not know. You'll just be there thinking it's all about tasty fried chicken. You won't know that somebody is showing certain potentials that everybody will gloss over and say, "Oh, because it's a pastor's child." No. No. The calling has a way of bringing itself out. The same way it happened for William Graham. And I tell you, the earlier the better. William Graham had an encounter first with the angel of the Lord as a young child. So it seems to me that when the Lord starts early with you, it's because your journey is far. And that's why when the devil cannot stop what God is doing in your life, he will do certain things to bring you out. Number one, he will get you into the wrong relationships. Number one, that one always works. It will get you into the wrong relationship. You will be disoriented for a while. Before you find your balance, if you are lucky, there may still be room for you. If he doesn't succeed with relationship, it will bring pain and suffering. Satan will bring pain, poverty. Now, let me, poverty. Now, have you ever walked on the main road and you are hoping you will find money on the floor? Please. Oh, we have some sincere people. Have you ever checked your pocket just hoping you will find one careless 500 there? One careless, Now, have you ever found money like that before? Now, how did you feel the joy of the Lord? Say, wow. Say, wow. The way it does something to you. You even go out and buy biscuits. Say, wow. You now dress the money well. Have you ever washed your clothes and realized there was money inside? Did you see how sad you felt? See, 200 naira, like 3, 4. What is this? You left the clothes, went to dry the money. David said, I found your word, and it was in me the rejoicing of the heart. That is the same response God wants us to have when relating with him. This guy, the Bible said that they were waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 5, and a certain man was there. This man was nameless. His name did not matter. His condition was used to describe him. That will not be your story. Now, you may not know the meaning of that prayer. When Jesus saw him in verse 6, saw him lying, that means he was lying down, and knew, Jesus knew. Jesus didn't ask. Jesus knew. That was what I was prophesying to Sister Roseline about, the spirit of knowing. Jesus knew in his spirit. You say, Noah, you just, it's like a switch. It just comes on, you notice. Jesus knew that he had been down, he had been there for a long time. In that case, he now said unto him, do you want to be made whole? So his problem was not healing. What he really needs is wholeness. Mentally, if he has any dream, you will find that you are dreaming around the same set of people with problems. Oh my God. If he sees himself starting a business, he will start that business around that place where there are problems. There is no dream this man will have that will be away, far away from this place. So it was not just healing. It was wholeness. God needed to touch his mind. God needed to touch his body. God needed to touch his spirit. Do you know that your spirit can be afflicted with sickness? Give me that scripture somewhere. I think it should be in Proverbs. A wounded spirit who can bear? A wounded spirit. Your spirit can be wounded. That's why when, for instance, when we are done with this service, I will still go and sit down with the Lord and ask him to renew me. Because if you have 50% battery life, spiritually, 50%, it's good enough for you as a Christian. It's not good enough for me as a pastor. So if we both come with 50%, and then I use 30% to preach and minister, by the time I get home, if you are using BlackBerry, your network would have gone off. Because at 10%, you are not functional again. You now notice that you start losting. You start losting. You won't know where your problem is. You'll be losting. You will even lost after an ant. You won't know. Just a hippopotamus going, and you start losting. Say, hey, Charlie, something is wrong with you. You are going. You are going. You are going. You are lost after hippopotamus. Hey. You are lost him. You, on a good day, you will not see. You need to see how vain some people's minds are. But it's not that the battery is low. Like Apostle Arume will say, once you see that one, you go for 21 days fasting straight. Don't pray, don't fast. Just go straight. Start the moment you realize you should be fasting. Start it. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start like that. Because your religious mind will tell you that you have to wait for the next day to start CCM. No, the moment that thing drops in your heart, start like that. If you want to fast, you will fast, whether you have ulcer or not. I'm telling you. Because when you fast and you feel the pain in your stomach, go to the kitchen, eat something little. Go back to the fast. The problem is that somewhere in your mind, you didn't even want to. You see, you are looking at this July, 31 days. Why didn't pastor do it in June? 30 days. The one day is your problem. Chale, the one day is your problem. One day, just one day. Say, why is that pastor? Why not? Say, why? Your energy, you are so energetic on one day. Say, 31 days. And I don't have problem, oh. It's not like I have problem, but I say we should fast. It's because of you that we say you should, because of you. Hallelujah. Look at that scripture. Proverbs 18, go to verse 13. Verse 13. That's the previous verse. He that answereth a matter before he hears it, it is foolishness and shame to him. Verse 14. But the spirit of a man will sustain. Is what? Please understand what that scripture is saying. If I am emotionally down, if I am emotionally depleted, the power in my spirit can provide like some kind of inverter, solar energy. Sustain me till I'm able to recover. But if my spirit is wounded, if what is supposed to be my backup system is now down, which is why we are here now, fasting and praying. That's why we are praying at night, 10 p.m. It's not easy to sit down. Some people did not even know on Friday that we have finished the meeting because they just connected and slept. They are the ones laughing. You see, when I tell you something, Pastor Tokwe, just believe. Let me allow the Holy Spirit to convict all of you. Now our pastor, they try you. My God, my Lord. Should I just fast for all of them so that they can... Oluwao. This is a golden moment, oh, Kenny. It's a golden... Don't worry, the Lord has forgiven you. Say amen. Don't worry. Don't worry. That's why I'm here. But tomorrow, just try. Try and pray. Try. Just determine that you will support pastor and you will pray. If what God has given to you to be your spiritual source of sustenance has now been wounded, a spiritual arrow has been shot and you've been hit spiritually, but you didn't know. How do you know that you have been hit? Number one, your zeal for prayer will die. You have been hit. You are down. It has nothing to do with your emotion. You may be awake at 2 a.m., but you won't pray. You have been hit. How do you know you have been hit? You will feel the fellowship of saints is burdensome to you. You are not the one preaching, you know, just to come and sit down and give offering. It will be a burden to you. Say, from here to church is 7:50. Say. And let me now tell you, it may not even be the price, though. It's just to wear your shoe. That I don't have clothes. You have been hit. You will delay to iron until 10 minutes to the time, and then PSN will take the light. You now conclude that maybe I should connect online. Then pastor will now come and say, the Lord say we should not do online today. That we should. He said God has caught you. You have been hit. When you find it convenient or easy to walk away from a clear instruction from the Holy Spirit without any remorse, you have been hit. That means that if there is now any attack on your soul or on your body, physical body, maybe the devil struck your body with sickness, your spirit cannot back up and provide the needed resources. Because now, body, soul, and spirit, you are down. Tell your neighbor, this is the second half. We are recovering all. Tell your neighbor, this is the second half. We are recovering all. The second half of any match, anything can happen. The team that looks defensive can come out offensive. And you will now, they will even recover the lost goal and even win you. And there's always what we call the dying minute goal. Yeah. A wounded spirit, who can bear? That means when a person is spiritually wounded, people around him cannot even stand him. Because everything you do will be offensive. Anything, if I prophesy to you, say it's something, because pastor knows something about me. You become a believing unbeliever. Child didn't know, he's just using guesswork. That's where you are, where you are. I refuse to be a believing unbeliever. I refuse it. The situation in my country is strong enough for me to believe God. Somebody ran to Ukraine. Now they bombed the place. The boy is looking for another place to run to. Who told you that they... Safety is only in the Lord. A wounded spirit, who can bear? When you find a person say, it doesn't matter what God says, I'm relocating to Poland or Iceland. Leave Canada. Iceland. Iceland, they are even looking for people. Just hold your jacket. Everywhere is ice block. When you get there, you will know that Jesus is Lord. The cold there, this one is still doing press up. Even if you go to Jos, the cold in Jos is doing press up compared to what is in Canada. 17 days to know before you come to Canada. When you get there, somebody said, if you are coming to Canada, bring your husband. There's no husband here. That she has been living in her house for 6 months. She doesn't know who her neighbor is. That the guy doesn't, before he wakes up, the guy has gone. Before she comes back, the guy is asleep. So nobody is here to play or look for anybody. Go to work. Somebody said she left this country, went to Canada as a young lady, was working in a factory. But here she was still working with MTN. He was doing they said, oh madam, it's factory. Can you carry this engine? Can you muscle it? Say, yeah, yeah, that's $50 per hour. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You now wonder why your friends in Canada are too tired to be calling you. They are carrying pom-pom. Let us stay here and be living like kings. You refuse. You now went to Iceland. After I say you have asthma. Iceland. You don't need fridge there. Just cut the floor. Remove block. It is a state of spiritual woundedness where you begin to say, yes, that Iceland is where I must go. When you know that your health cannot carry it. 1 liter of fuel in the UK is £5. About 3,500 naira. How much is a liter here? But you will not hear that one. The only is that you just want to go. Then every time you will be using calculator to calculate, I would say, this 100 pounds. That's like 880,000. No. Some figures are 750. Huh? 100 pounds. 75,000. And that, the moment you start the engine from the filling station, the fuel has started going down. Let us be kings here. You say no. I'm not saying you should not go. But even when I went to Accra, to your place, when I went there, I was calculating. Ordinary chocolate. I just told myself it's better to be living healthy. I'm telling you. Because I know how much you buy chocolate here, but here, this is expensive. They say, oh, guy, if you want to buy, buy. If you don't want to buy, say, I beg, I'm not buying. So that's Accra. A man may be in a place, but because God did not send him there, he will be struggling. Meanwhile, so God may ask you to go there and he will raise help for you. But when you see a believer say, it doesn't matter, we must do. You are showing signs of spiritual attack. You have been attacked. A sign of spiritual attack is when the Lord is standing before you and saying, what do you want? And you cannot give one simple answer. You are down. Your battery is flat. There's a way your battery gets drained. You can't even check Google Chrome or search for anything. It will just tell you you are already going past your boundary. So the issue of this particular brother here, there might be some element of spiritual despair, weakness, as a result of what he has been exposed to over time. How many of you have submitted lots of applications and they either did not get back to you or they just use one line to tell you that we are not continuing with this conversation? Please. Now, did you feel excited when you saw that mail? Even though the job is not top on your agenda, that job you just applied. But the fact that they even had the time to respond to you that they don't like you. Do you know that feeling? Sometimes you almost begin to feel, maybe God wants me to be a full-time minister because God is the only one that is not rejecting you. All these wicked people, they just say, thank you, dear Oluwagbenga, but we will not be continuing this. Proceed. Who is proceeding before? I even wanted to help you people. You are not telling me you are not proceeding. Go away. I don't want your job. Listen to me. Wherever you have been rejected, they will send for you again. There is a Joseph anointing that is coming upon someone today. That anointing is that kind of grace that makes organizations succeed because you are there. I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but this is a very powerful unction that will cause God to bless companies and organizations because you are there. It's a Joseph anointing. It's a Joseph anointing. And the Lord is saying something here. There are some of you that have gone into one or two different types of businesses. And it seems that every time you try to do something, it fails. And you now associate your going into business with failure. And the Lord said today, you have to remove that thing from your life. The Lord said, I should, however, give this particular person a caution. Never go into any project blindly again. Go with proper planning. The Lord said, I should tell one of the persons involved in this matter, don't go into any project blindly again. Go with proper planning. Because sometimes it's not a prophetic word you need, like as much as prophetic wisdom. Prophetic wisdom. This particular brother, go back to John chapter 5. Verse 6. When Jesus saw him lying and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, will thou be made whole? 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 Do you want to be made whole? Does healing resonate with your spirit? Does restoration resonate within your destiny? Despite all you have seen and experienced and the pain you have had to deal with, do you still have that glimmer of hope? Do you still have that thing in your spirit that tells you that today is your day? Will thou be made whole? And what did the brother say? The impotent man, look at his description. A man that can't do anything. Today we associate impotence with certain aspects, but impotence can be in so many areas of your life. The man, listen to me, if you can still talk, you are not impotent. I said if you can still talk, your case is still, you still have hope. The impotent man, he couldn't move, he couldn't stand up, but he could speak. That was the trigger for his breakthrough, and yet he didn't know. God will not ask you for anything that you can't give. No. He won't. And God will not ask you for anything that he didn't give to you. So I don't know why people are struggling. Struggling with giving to God or helping their neighbors. He said, I have no man. Hey! Do you know this? The difference between some people's success and failure? They have no man. They have no man to say, I know her. No man to recommend. Some of us, if we have to travel abroad for even for a month vacation, we will pray and seek the face of God. Because we know that the exchange rate is 800 naira to a naira. So as you are going there, either you go fasting or you do you understand? We wait on God because we don't have money to waste. Go to the UK, go to central London and buy one tuba of yam, then come back and share your testimony. It's not a joking matter. People over there call their family members to buy the food and send it. But you can't try it. Who are you? Want to buy yam? Do you know what you're talking about? A British citizen will tell you, oh, this food is very spicy. It's very spicy. By the time you taste the thing, there's no pepper inside. Give them Chinese food. Then if you don't shout hallelujah, then you will know that you will know the difference between pepper and pepper. The pepper and pepper. That pepper is the British. That one knows the. But when you eat pepper, your destiny will be shouting hallelujah. When the tea enter your brain, you know that something has happened to you. The brother was impotent. He said he didn't have any man. Do you know that God can pay for you to go abroad for a program? You won't pay one naira. Somebody in this church called me and said, and I don't know if this is for somebody. He said somebody called. He said he was putting in for a program, a postgraduate program. So he felt the impress of the Lord to speak to somebody abroad. Now, an average person in the UK doesn't give money. And they don't owe you explanation. One of my friends traveled to the UK, saw his Nigerian friends, so he was staying with them. He didn't pay for hotel. After like 2 weeks, the friend just called, let's go out and have fun. So they got some coke and some snacks. So they asked him to pay. He now said, I'm your guest now. They say, oh boy, shy you are you. Since you have been living in this house for 2 weeks, did we collect rent from you? He said, you won't collect rent from me. He said, Oga, this is not Nigeria. No free lunch anywhere. You stayed in our house for 2 weeks. You are still staying. You are eating our food. We now came out. Oh, yeah, you are not a chef, fine boy. You spend money. You say, Oga, pay for these minerals and everything. Pay for the. Give me some soda. Give me an extra soda. Pay. It's £3. So if you see somebody in the UK who is telling you that cost in LBS, I will pay. A person like you telling you I will pay over 3 million. Do you understand what I'm saying? Most times, most of us are stranded because we have no man. Yes, sir. We have no man. The people you have are useless people. They can't help you. There are people that when you tell them your problem, they will also tell you their problem. You don't need those kind of people. You are either a prayer point or a prayer solution. This man stayed in that condition because he surrounded himself with impotent people like himself. And when Jesus came, he was still telling Jesus, it is because I have no man. Look around you. Who among the people here can actually help you? Nobody. They are all waiting for the moving of the water. If you are trusting God to be married and you keep going online, you are posting men has come. That's your husband. Or you go online as a brother and say, no woman again. There's no woman again. This Nigeria, this Africa, no good woman. They will just put your name in their register. Anywhere your name comes up, no. You will never get married. Never. It's of you to humble yourself so that people can introduce you to their sisters. You'll be posting things and yet you say you have no man. He said, for when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steps. He has not gotten, you know, he steps. The leg or the toe or the hand touches the water. And the nature of that pool is that you cannot decide to stay inside for 1 year. Say, any day the steering comes, it will meet me inside this. And just because the water was steered in October, does not mean it will be steered next month, next year, October. It could be June. So everybody stay awake. It's just like when the prophet said, if you see me when I'm being taken, if you see me when I'm being taken, you shall have what you are looking for. So don't sleep. I know we are saved by grace, but if you want to fulfill your destiny, you need works. We need works. Tell your neighbor, we need works. Show me your faith by your works. I know you're a man of faith, but show me, the only way I will see it is through your decisions. Why are you fasting? It's only when I see your decisions. When I see what you are doing. That's how I know that you are serious. Go for an interview. They ask you, oh, so do you have any questions for us? You are asking the HR rep that, tell me about your company. Eh? Tell me about your company. You have lost this job. I want to know more about you. Except you are coming in as a management staff. Don't try it. Because we are still thinking of how to manage you. They ask you, do you have any questions for us? You say, you see, when you have no man, it is not just a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. You must have somebody in the spirit. The hand of the Lord must be speaking for you. The mouth of the Lord should be speaking concerning you. It should not be a case of physically you have no man. Spiritually, you have no man. It should not be that kind of stress. Somebody here, your salary has been increased, though. I'm telling you. Don't worry now. We still have a full month. We have a full month. Serious increase. You need it. I say you need it. You need it. You need it. A huge something. You need it. That situation where you will get your salary and the moment you divide it, you just have like 4,000 left. That situation is over. Go and look at that thing you are spending your money on. Maybe you can remove one or two things. But I'm also telling you that state of constant lack is over in your life. Amen. The Lord supernaturally will connect your name and your business to those who need your services. Amen. There are people that God will bring into your life. They don't care about the price. Can you do it? Can you do it? Those are the kind of people God is bringing into your life. Amen. This man said, I have no man. Which means that you may be gifted and anointed, but if you don't have a man to introduce you, you can be stranded. Yes, sir. Oh, you can be stranded. Sit down. When my friend, Pastor Chintok, he had a concert last week or so. I think it was last week. Lekki. So, when I got there, you know, they wanted to, you know, give me a seat among the pastors. And I was doing shakara like, no, it's my friend. I don't need to be sitting, you know, it's our thing. It's our project. But then they took me forward and then I realized the person I was sitting with was Pastor Godman and Pastor Yemi David. So when I saw it, I said, okay, I can sit down. It's okay, my destiny can sit down here. Let me sit down with those who have men. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So by the time they were, you know, introducing, you know, we just greeted casually. And me, when I go there, I just greet you. So, but when Chintok wanted to introduce, now say, my friend, pastor and prophet, this is the moment of honor. You must not be seen not to have a man. There are some of you here, you are working so hard. What you need is recommendation. This month you have it. I said this month you have it. An offer you didn't know existed. They will contact you on that offer. Listen to me. You might be in this country, they are paying you 300, 400,000. Now we upgrade you to foreign currency. You will be in this country, they will start paying you in foreign currency. Somebody's faith caught it. But some of you don't believe it is possible. Some of you are still trying to go by it in your mind. I said that an offer that you didn't know existed, they will call you in your office and say, take this offer. Mercy is not fear. I said mercy is not fear. I said mercy is not fear. I said mercy is not fear. Today we move your name forward. Listen to me. If you don't have money or you are struggling your family, it can lead to conflict. Marital conflict. God doesn't need your poverty for anything. He doesn't need it. And please don't let anybody convince you God is trying to teach you something. God doesn't use poverty to teach anybody anything. The scriptures in the book of Job, he said, you will lay gold as dust. Do you know what that means? If they come into your house and sweep the floor, the dust there is gold. That is the weight of wealth that God commits to his children. What are you talking about? The issue is not you having to be blessed. It's whether the blessing will control you. I declare and I prophesy again. You'll be invited for an offer you did not apply for. Your spouse will be invited for an offer she didn't apply for. Your brothers will be invited for offers they didn't apply for. Your siblings will be invited. I remove every embargo in the name of Jesus. Every embargo over your job, every embargo over your promotion, over every embargo over your finance, today we lift them permanently. People can mess up their tomorrow just by not paying attention to something very basic today. I went to a meeting in Ikeja. And the MD of that company was saying to me, I need an accountant. I need an accountant that can use this particular software and can do this, I can do that, and I want you to help me get the accountant. I thought of somebody immediately. I'm the one that will do the interview. Is it not for me to tell them we have done the interview? Huh? We can sit down in my house and be drinking coffee. Or you want some tea? I give some tea. We can have tea and be watching Netflix. I'll just put on my laptop. Dear sir, please find attached the feedback on your request, blah blah. We are recommending so person this one. Please confirm approval so we can process it. Let them come and ask me how I did the interview. It's my integrity that is at stake, not you. Yes, if I say you can do it, When I wanted to get married to my wife and I was sleeping under the tree at Canaan Land, under the tree on Sunday, the pastor that they said should do cancer was doing Shakara. Then God brought me another man of God that lives in the same house with Bishop Oyedepo. The same house. This is room. This is Bishop Oyedepo's room. The man will sit down with my wife, how are you guys? Yeah, I will just be talking about Bible, be sharing rev. Sharing revelation. You know this dimension of the spirit, this dimension. He just signed, marry. Now, it now remains who will say, how did you do the counseling? We were sharing revelation. Sir, you know that you say is very powerful. Actually, in 2 Corinthians, man of God, that's deep. We are sharing rev. Just time. Say, this is supposed to be cancer. That's supposed to humble myself and be saying, yes, sir, I will take care of her. I won't fight. I won't shout. Yeah. We were sharing ref. The man came a few years ago to our anniversary here. Pastor David. We were sharing revelations. Bible. He signed. Say he's fit to be married. Yeah, he's a good man. The man that they said should do my cancer that refused. Came to my wedding and was preaching on how to. Oh God. I saw him last year when I went to Canaan Land. I greeted, I said, do you remember me? He said, no. I said, now me you reject. He said, oh, I'm a man of God. I said, yes, I'm a man of God. I said, we are here with some of our pastors. I said, where are you now? He said, now we are colleagues. Can't take my wife again. This is after 12 years. For what? For what? The chakra then was then. Your power has finished. You know what I'm saying? You need a man. No matter what level you have gotten to in life, you need somebody to speak for you. You need somebody. That's why you have your pastors, because where the pastor or your prophet can speak, a banker can't speak there. My friend that was just trying to do his PhD and had a thought class, but prayed for a man that was facing a DC case, disciplinary case in his office, and was already thrown out of the office without salary for months. And they called the man back and promoted him. Who comes back from DC with a promotion? Who does that? Only in Africa. Only in Nigeria. This is how weird. The guy brought a car. Camry. That. Muzzle. Say, pastor, you should not be trekking. Take. Bought brand new phone. So anytime I want to call you, the phone will be 5,000 AMH. Pastor. Say, I'm going to mountain now. Pastor, this is my prayer request. We were talking, the brother didn't open his mouth because he knows where his matter will be settled. Now, if that man wants to open an account, do you think that prophet will come to the bank physically? They will bring the form to him in Unilag, he will sign, take it back. Whether he's in the legal world, in the business world, spiritually, you need a man. The man may not be somebody you like, but that's the one heaven has chosen. When I had a situation in my office and we were looking for some money in foreign currency, we couldn't trace the money, and it was my desk. So the question is whether this innocent looking brother can actually steal. I have many weaknesses in life, but stealing is not one of them. It's not one of them. I know my weakness. Money is not stealing. This particular, my boss got a call from the head office. They were asking, this particular money we are looking for in dollars, do you trust your supervisor there? It's just a question. I wasn't there when the call was made. If she had said, sometimes, it normally comes late. If there was a shadow of doubt on my character, game over. Whether you committed the crime or not, irrelevant. The bank was willing to write off the money, but they needed to be sure of the character of the person on that desk, the supervisor. The woman, me and I, we are not even laughing that time. We don't like ourselves, but it's on the job. She said, no, if it's on that money, I trust him. Game over. She didn't call me. After that day, we still fought. It was when I got back to the head office and I saw his senior manager. Now, sir, Ben, guys, now you come. And I went into his office. This issue, what happened? I said, this one is okay. Do you know why we didn't call you again? It was that manager that told me. By this time, the person who defended me had been taken out of the system, fired. The person that defended me was fired. Later, when we were doing some retrenching, she was asked to go. But it was somebody else that now told me that we made a call here in this office to confirm what is going on in that office, in that branch. And they told me your hands are clean. That's why we left you. The man God will send to you doesn't have to be your friend. You don't have to lick people's boots and be playing politics with people because you want to be in their good books. You have to be in God's good books. Hey, good morning, sir. Hey, good morning, sir. That's why you are cheating yourself. Be yourself. When I was due for confirmation and they refused to confirm me, the man that was the regional manager to sign my paper swore on Rumila that I will not be confirmed. He swore. And he told me, I'm my Catholic friend. He said, I like you. I don't like this one. May I know it's because I'm a prayer person. No problem. So I told my Catholic friend, you, the rosary, you cannot go and sleep. Give me your full name. I will pray for you. I said, Emeka, go and sleep. Give me your name. I will pray. They will call you and tell you we have both been confirmed. The man was swearing on Rumila. Everybody knows my regional manager, they do something. Like, no problem, it's just on the job. People keep their seats with power. It's not with mouth. When I got back to his office the next day, he said, why are you happy? Leave. I said, no, you need to sign. He said, what kind of God? You are just new in this bank. I'm a regional manager of Lekki VI Eco. You are here, get out of my office. I said, I'm coming back in the evening. So I got back in, how far? I said, no sign. No. I said, don't worry. It's prayer. The heart of the king. If you don't know, you will be trying to please men. The man who says no today will say yes tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning. He will wake up and be feeling like he's licking on me. Say, go forward, my son, you are my son, go forward. The man that was swearing on Rumila that you will. I went back to the toilet in my office. That kind of tongue is deep. It's not all this shekolo baba shekolo. No, you, from here, you bring it out. This man, you cannot stand in my way. Do you know where I'm coming? I'm coming from Akure. What do you mean? Cannot mess me. I will now go home and tell them that something happened. That I better go. My mom has shared testimony on this job. I got to into that office in the evening. The man picked his pen. He was grumbling. I don't know why you are always on my case. You are a regional manager to an entry level. Take. Bring a maker soul. That's how I became a full staff. If I start in my comfort zone, say God will do it. Be violent. Take it by force. It's not some things you must insist. The man, if he had refused that day, I would have been thrown out. Because they will say your regional manager, who you report to, says he cannot vouch for your character. All because he does not like you. Not because you did anything bad. He just does not like you. Meanwhile, some people do not know that the mercy they show to people today will be the mercy they will receive in the future. Because that man came 7 years later, after he was sacked, and he needed help from the bank. I was the manager. He didn't see it coming. It was the same Emeka that called me. Over Alpha, I said, so man. What happened? He said, he wants to come and see you. He asked that, are you still in the system? I said, he asked. I said, tell him to come. When he got to the office, I said, don't come in. Security is telling him to wait outside. I came out to meet him. I saw his mother. His mother had a problem. I said, Mama, don't worry. We'll solve it here. Don't enter. I brought our network outside. Let me honor you. Stay in your AC. Bam. Sign here. Bam. You are good to go. The man looked at me. Say, you've grown. I say, yes, I've grown. I didn't give up on myself. Even when you gave up on me, I kept on walking. I didn't give up on myself. Yeah, that little boy yesterday, he will become a mighty tree tomorrow. Don't let anybody look down on you. The challenge is just for a short time. You look down yourself, you allow people to look down on you. So where will your help come from? This particular man could have made the mistake many of us made. When the prophet came to him and said, would you be made whole? You just, I beg, now today will they go to church? Now today will they go to church? I was preaching in Akure 3 years ago. 3-4 years ago. And I asked people with bone problems to come out. There was a particular person in that meeting that I was particularly interested in, because they told me in that meeting that he had a bone problem. That was why I gave the altar call, because of the person that was recommended. But the brother himself did not testify. A lady came out, stood for her mother. The mother is at home on wheelchair. I didn't know she was standing. I couldn't even see the pain on her. Somebody of Busayo's side just stood for her mother. She didn't tell me she was standing for her mother. So when I laid hands on her, I prayed for her like she was the one that had the problem. By the time she got home, the mother had gotten off from the wheelchair, was sweeping the house. The lady ran back to church to say, see what God has done. The pastor I pray for did not get it. Just like Jesus came in on a regular day, he can walk in right now, and without even talking to you, he just touches you and walks away. And you will just get up and realize that you are healed. Well, my wife's mom came here, my mother-in-law came to this church about 3 or 4 years ago. And she had a bone or knee problem. And after the service, we finished service around 12 or so. I just said, finally, as we pray in the name of Jesus, everyone with pain, your body be healed. She said, amen. I didn't know she was having any problems. I went to the office. I was counseling people. She went downstairs, about to take a bus. It was when she lifted the leg that she realized that the pain had gone. Jesus doesn't make too much noise when he comes to a place. You don't know who you are. That's why you need siren. You don't know who you are. When you know your weight in the spirit, you even try to cover yourself so that people don't know you are around. The Bible says Jesus came to a town and it was noised that Jesus was in the town. It was noise. People knew. And they brought their afflicted. They brought their pain. And everyone that touched him, they were healed. Everyone. See, after me, I don't despise the grace that is on my life. I don't despise the anointing over my life. I don't despise the grace of God over my life. Something is changing. Something is moving in my favor. Something is happening. I am entering into new levels of power. I am entering into new levels of authority. In the name of Jesus. Things are shifting for my good. Territories are changing in my favor. In the name of Jesus. I have the favor of kings. I have the favor of queens. I have the favor of those who matter. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's a book of remembrance that is being opened this morning. There's a book of remembrance that's being opened this morning. I'm seeing family names. I'm seeing family names. I'm seeing family names. The book of remembrance. Can you stand for your family? Can you stand for your family? Hallelujah.